I predicted last fall that the art exhibit What's Left, Lives Touched by Suicide, would be a road-tripping exhibit. Unlike most of my predictions, this one turned out to be accurate. What's Left opened at McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids on September 4th, 2015. After an opening reception that evening, which dwarfed any McCroskey opening ever, the exhibit was there all month, and it drew crowds all month, as it should have. Other communities that either have already or will in the future host What's Left, Rochester, Coleraine, Duluth, Hibbing, Red Lake, Bemidji, Minneapolis, Big Fork. Those are all on the calendar. There will be others. As John Bauer, the exhibit's curator, continues to say, if there's a community in Minnesota that wants to install What's Left, he'll find a way to get it there. The goal of What's Left, Lives Touched by Suicide, is to promote conversations about suicide and mental illness, to reduce the stigmas attached to those topics. It's a multimedia exhibit that includes work by 40-plus artists, both well-known and not, from around the state. Lots of two-dimensional work, paintings, prints, photos, and three-dimensional, sculpture in metal, wood, clay, a hope chest. There's glassware, birch bark weaving, masks, fabric, jewelry. There are poems, even one by yours truly, full disclosure, in my privilege. On every level, this is John Bauer's show. John lost his daughter to suicide. He knows what he's talking about, but he has had help, in particular from Katie Marshall, McCroskey Art Center's executive director, and Summer Scheringhausen, McCroskey's program manager. In fact, Katie and Summer are pretty much in charge of the exhibit now. Sometimes that involves everything from packing it up, loading it into a big U-Haul, driving it to wherever, installing it, and then reversing the whole process when it's time. What's Left is a powerful, compelling, thought-provoking, and educational experience. I know there was some concern in the professional mental health care community that an exhibit like this might have unintended consequences, possibly even pushing someone over the edge into suicide. That has emphatically not happened. Indeed, there's anecdotal evidence that people have walked back from that edge after seeing the show. What's Left, Lives Touched by Suicide, opens next on Friday, March 4th, in Duluth at the American Indian Community Housing Organization, reception and program at 5 p.m. It'll be up all month at ACO. I guarantee it's going to look and work beautifully in that space. Well worth a road trip. As I said in my artist statement for the exhibit, I write about mental illness for the same reason I write about neutrino streams and theories of rightness and lost religion, to come to terms with it. Do we talk enough about mental illness and suicide in our schools and carpools and living rooms? No. My pal, John Bauer, aims to change that. He already has.